ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ ॐ गणानां त्वा गणपतिगं हवामहे कविं कवीनामुपमश्रवस्तमं प्रचोदयात् ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः. So I said, Upanishad presents Srishti Prakriya, sorry, Panchakosha Prakriya, in order to help us arrive at the Atma Swarupam. And here, this Panchakosha Prakriya helps us to become intellectually refined, to become refined and finer and sharper, thereby we will be able to appreciate the subtlest abstract reality, the Atma. Because it is like a journey from the grossest physical form to the subtlest abstract Atma, the consciousness. And here, so Upanishad itself, it presents the very human body, first the physical body itself as the Atma. It doesn't say initially physical body is the Koshaha. So any Koshaha, we can take Koshaha as Anatma. Because people, all different confusions are there. Each layer of personality is nothing, not the Atma, it is Anatma. So Anatma is like the Kosha, cover for the Atma. Because Atma is not coverable, therefore there is no real Kosha for the Atma. Any Anatma, any layer of personality, being Anatma, is like the Kosha for the Atma. So initially, but we do not take the layer of personality as the Anatma, we take it as the Atma. Now Upanishad presents what? The Annamayaha Deha as the very Atma. And it says, so the Panchakosha Prakriya just begins at the end of the first Anuvaka, where it says, Tasya Idam Shiraha. The teacher pointing out his organs, the parts, different features. And yesterday we saw already that the physical body and consists of five features. Upanishad presents five features. The head above the neck, and from the neck, and then the right side, and the left side, three, and the trunk from neck to navel, and the portion below the navel, the hip, is what now? Puccham. Puccham means like the tail. So head, idam shiraha, Dakshina Pakshaha, Uttara Pakshaha, trunk, then what? Puccham, which is the support, which is like the tail, a support for the physical body. So the five features together constitute the physical body, which is actually taken as the Atma, presented as the Atma. And having presented the physical body consisting of five features as the Atma, then Taittiriya Upanishad presents a quotation from the Rig Veda, which is a commentary on this. Commentary means what? Commentary means it presents a notes, tippani, it's like a tippani, notes like, and wherein Upanishad presents, it says, Annadvai Prajaha Prajayante. We read that. We can read those mantra verses again so that you will remember. Annadvai Praja Prajayante. Praja Prajayante. Yah kascha prithivi gishritaha.
पृथिवीगिश्रिताः अथो अन्ने नैव जीवन्ति अथैनदपि यन्त्यन्ततः
ओके सो पृथिवी अथैनदपि यन्त्यन्ततः विल जस्ट सी द एस्ट वी सॉ द लिटरल मीनिंग प्रजाः अन्नाद्वै प्रजायन्ते दिस इज अ ऋग्वेद मंत्र डिस्कसेस दि फिजिकल बॉडी अंड प्रजाः अन्नात् वै प्रजाः प्रजायन्ते सो दिस फिजिकल बॉडी ओके प्रजाः लिटरली प्रजा हैज मेनी मीनिंग्स प्रजाः लिटरल मीनिंग ऑफ वर्ड प्रजा इज अ सिटीजन प्रजाः सिटीजन्स प्रजा मीन्स अ ह्यूमन बीइंग एन ऑफ स्प्रिंग ओके सो बट हियर प्रजा मीन्स अ फिजिकल बॉडी यू कैन से फिजिकल बॉडी विच इज कॉल्ड वॉट नाउ अन्नमय देह वेन यू से फिजिकल बॉडी अन्नमय देह देहाः प्रजायन्ते आर बॉर्न ऑफ अन्नम When it is said annat from the food, physical bodies are born. When Upanishad says, here the word annam, take the meaning of the word annam. Annam here, it is not literally means, it doesn't mean literally the food we eat alone. Because already Upanishad has presented that. Already Upanishad has presented that. What has it presented? That the physical body is a modified form of the Anna Rasaha. It has presented this much. Elements were there. Earth has all four other elements. From the earth, plants have come into existence. From the plants, we get the food. And the modified form of the food essence alone is what? The physical body. So Upanishad has already said that. We have understood it also. But here, the word annam actually means the total gross matter. Total gross matter means what? Elements. Total gross matter. Here, we are not talking about the maya also. We have to just think of this consisting of elements, five elements. Pancha bhuta prapancha. When you say pancha bhuta prapancha, elements. Because we know very well. Because from the elements, plants, from the plants, food, from the food, the body. Therefore, we can directly say what now? Total gross matter. The total gross matter. Because when you say gross matter, you did not think about the subtle matter. We are focusing our attention totally on only physical body, only on the gross material body. Now we don't need to think of, we are not expected to think of Atma or anything subtle. We have, our total focus is on the gross physical body and we say this gross physical body is physical bodies are prajaha, gross physical bodies which are the Atma, which are taken as the Atma by every individual, is what now? Are products of Annam, the elements, the total gross matter. Annam here means the gross matter consisting of five elements is the Annam. Therefore, Annam Karanam. So, Anna Mayaha is Karyam. You have to beat this step by step. Annam Karanam, Anna Mayaha Karyam. How? When you say Swarnam, it is Swarnam when you say it's Kas, gold. But Swarnamayam, Abharanam, when you say Maya comes means what? The word Mayat. indicates the being the product made of. So abharanam is swarna mayam, means what? Made of gold. But swarnam, swarna mayam, what is the difference? Mayat implies the karyam, indicates the karyam, and swarnam, without the mayam, it only is the cause. Therefore, annam, karanam, the gross total matter consisting of elements, annamayaha, dehaha, which is karyam. Okay, then, prajaha, prajayante. And which prajaha, which physical forms, which physical bodies? And Upanishad says, not only human physical bodies. So, prajaha indicates, stands for, means all the physical life forms, isn't it? All the physical forms means what? All the gross physical forms, including what? The human physical bodies, animal bodies, plant bodies, you know, birds, insects, worms, all the gross physical forms are born of food. Which food? Annam. Remember the word annam here? The total gross matter consisting of elements. Because I so used the word annam, we only think of the food. So yesterday I just kept it there. Understand? Okay. Yahkascha prithivim shri prithivi gishritaha means prithivim shritaha. Yahkaha cha prajaha prithivim shritaha. Whatever physical forms, all the physical forms with life, all the physical forms with life, all of them which are residing on this earth, all are what now? Born of food alone. Food means what? The gross matter alone. We are thinking of the total gross matter and the individual what now? Gross material product. Okay, we are not thinking otherwise. We are seeing here the total gross matter and the every individual gross material product. Only gross, focus attention only on the gross matter and the gross material product. Yaha kaha cha prithivim ashritaha. Mean what now? On this earth, in this world, whatever physical forms are available or existing, all the physical forms are nothing but modified form of or born of this physical gross matter only. After being born, after the birth also, how do they survive? How do they live? How do they grow? It said, Atha, annena eva, Atha, annena eva jivanti. Atha, annena eva jivanti. They also live because of that gross matter alone. By that gross matter, because of the gross matter alone, what now? All the living beings survive, they live. Atha yenat api yanti antataha. At last, finally, what happens to those, the physical forms, they all what now? Apiyanti, they return to yenati, the total gross matter, annam. Yenat is equal to annam. Annam is equal to total gross matter, the cause. ஏனத்து அப்பியந்தி. சோ ஆல் தி பிசிக்கல் இண்டிவிஜுவல் பிசிக்கல் ஃபார்ம்ஸ் பிசிக்கல் பாடிஸ் விச் ஆர் மெட்டீரியல் எலிமெண்டல் ப்ராடக்ட்ஸ் ஆர் பார்ன் ஆஃப் live by, sustained by, then at last finally resolve into that gross matter alone. Is it clear? That means we have to understand next. What is this? We can understand if you remember Tattva Bodha class. I'll be very happy. If you don't remember, I'll remind you. The total gross universe, we heard a name, remember? Virat. Isn't Virat? And the individual gross body, Vishvaha. Remember that now? Vishvaha. Therefore, we get to say, this Vishvaha is pervaded by what now? Pervaded by the total. Every individual is being born of, being sustained by, being the source of resolution. What now is the gross matter pervades the individual elemental product. How you can ask? The totality always pervades the fraction. Beckenham pervades the spire court. Beckenham pervades the spire court means what? Spire court is not outside of Beckenham. Similarly, ocean pervades the wave means wave is not outside of the ocean. Is it clear? Therefore, what we have to understand here, the ocean is samashti sthula prapancha. Only the elemental, total elemental gross matter is like the ocean, and the individual body is like the wave. Understand? Like the wave. We don't go to the water and all that. Just ocean and the wave. This is different example for different purpose I'm giving. Because from the total gross matter, the every individual gross physical form has come into existence. It is sustained by that gross matter alone. And at last, finally, the gross physical forms become disintegrated and go back to resolve into that gross matter alone. So what do we understand? So annam the gross matter is the karanam, and the physical annamayaha dehaha is the karyam. Annam annamayaha, I have taken that way. Annam the gross matter and annamayaha the dehaha, or dehaha if you want to plural, you can take dehaha, elements and the elementals, between the elements and the elementals. Elements constitute the gross matter karanam, elementals constitute the effect. Therefore, this between this karanam and karyam, annam and the annamayaha, there is a sambandaha. What sambandaha? Karana karya sambandaha. Karana karya sambandaha. And we say this gross matter elements pervade the, being the karanam, pervade the karyam, the elementals. Gross matter, the elements, pervade the karyam, the elementals. Elemental means we do not include the non-living forms here for our understanding. Okay. All the physical bodies, physical forms. Now, when you say the karanam and karyam, between the elements, the gross matter, annam, and the elementals, the physical forms, that is karanakarya sambandha, because they are born of the food. Annam, the gross matter, sustained by the gross matter. All the physical bodies are born of, sustained by, and they resolve into that gross matter. Therefore, we can say this annam, the gross matter, is the srishti karanam, sthiti karanam, and laya karanam. For the physical body, we are thinking, please remember, we have at time being, we can forget about Atma. We think only of the, we have placed our first step, a foot on the first step in the sopana. And now we have to steady ourselves on the first step itself. So far we are discussing now. We are not thinking of the next step itself. So there's no question of thinking of the what now? The ultimate peak. Is it clear? It's very slow. So what we understand here? Srishti karanam annat prajaha prajayante states what? Annam, the gross matter, is the srishti karanam. Annena jivanti, that says what? Annam, the gross matter, is the sthiti karanam. Sthiti means sustenance, source of sustenance, cause of sustenance. Then anyenat apiyanti, that sentence states what? Gross matter, into that gross matter alone, all the physical forms resolve, means that annam, the gross matter, I'm repeating annam, the gross matter, because we'll think of our bread and pizza, that's why. Annam, the gross matter, is what? Is the laya karanam. Okay, laya karanam. This is one thing. Now, what now? It has now karanatvam. It has the status, the gross matter annam has the status of being the karanam, karanatvam. Because it is the karanam, it also what now? Pervades the karyam. Now you got it? It pervades the karyam. Now, due to its pervasiveness, it has utter what now? Brahmatvam, bigness. With reference to effect, what is big? There are two things, water and the ocean. Who is bigger than who? Nive, Namarupa, or the water? Water, isn't it? Therefore, brahmatvam. Pervasive, due to its pervasiveness, it is what now? Brahmatvam. Sarvagatatvam or brahmatvam, second feature. And because it is a cause also, cause must always come, must be there before the effect comes into existence, isn't it? Cause cannot be there after the effect. Younger brother can never be born after the elder brother, isn't it? Never be born. Younger brother can never be born before the birth of the elder brother. See, 11 o'clock, very hot, but still you're all very fresh, nice. That means whatever cause must be always prior to the effect. Because of the karanatvam, it has the karanam, karanatvam. It has what now? Sarvagatatvam. And it has what now? Therefore, it is prior to that. Therefore, it is jeshtam, jeshtatvam. Jeshtatvam means what? Enjoying the status of being prior to the effect. Jeshtatvam. Who has all these three now glories? we are going to see these are the glories of the annam. What is the annam? Total gross matter. What does total gross matter consist of? Five elementals. And what are the effects here? All the physical forms. Elemental, physical, individual forms. Therefore, and not only that, and this annam alone has one more glory. Annam hi bhutanam jeshtam. Have you seen the next line now? Annam hi bhutanam jeshtam. Jeshtam, literally jeshtah means elder, prior. Isn't it like that? Kanishta is younger. But here annam is a neuter gender word. Therefore, jeshtam. You suppose brother means jeshtaha or first son. So, annam hi bhutanam jeshtam. So, annam, this, now we talk only about what now? Karana annam bhutanam jeshtam. What bhutanam means what now? Of all the physical forms, isn't it? Of all the, we say, jeshtam, for all these different varieties of physical forms which we see, is for all of them, what is jeshtam? What is the eldest and the most primordial of all the physical forms, elementals, is what now? Is the annam, the gross matter. Annam hi bhutanam jeshtam. So, karanatvat, sarvagatatvat, jeshtatvam also it has now. Karanatvat, sarvagatatvam, karanatvat, jeshtatvam. Because of its status of being the cause, it is also what now? It has jeshtatvam also. It is prior to the existence of all the physical forms. Not understanding? Okay. Then, therefore, it also said to be what now? Because it is the srishti karanam, sthiti karanam also, sthiti kalaya karanam also. So, srishti karanam, therefore it is what? This Brahman, is also called annam. This annam is actually Brahma. Why it is Brahma? It is big. Why it is very big? Because it pervades the effects. This annam, the total gross matter, also gets the name what? Annam Brahma, because it pervades all the physical forms. Annam Brahma. And this annam Brahma, bhutanam jeshtam, and we say annena eva jivanti, also we say annena eva jivanti. Annena eva jivanti means all these physical forms, physical bodies survive, live, they grow because of this annam alone, this gross matter alone. That means what? How can we, isn't it? How the gross matter cannot directly become the food, but the gross matter somehow, the samashti has to provide consumable, eatable, edible, digestible food for the annamaya dehas. Isn't it? Suppose whatever you need here, whatever is required here for us, whether it you need all the potassium or calcium or magnesium, iron, whatever you want, all that is here, where now they're all in the form of plants, and from the plants it becomes what now? It becomes the physical bodies. They're converted, isn't it? So all these are what the matter alone. Who again, where do the plants get from? So all that is required for the physical body become what now? Actually, become converted converted into the plant form, and from the plant form, food form, and from the food form, it becomes our physical life, physical forms. Therefore, we say what now? Jeshtam, the first. Bhutanam Jeshtam. First, it is the foremost of all the life physical forms. That is fine. And that food, because the food, that matter alone is in the form of food available for us. Any food we eat again is ultimately what now? The gross matter only. The gross matter elements alone cater to the formation of the making of all the physical forms. Therefore, it has a new name also. What now? Aushadham. Aushadham. And here, in Shankara gives a different meaning also in this context. Yesterday I gave that meaning, isn't it? Oshadibhyaha jatam annam. The food we eat is said to be what now? Aushadham. Isn't it? And here, when look at this annam, the grass, total grass matter consisting of elements also, gets the name Oshadham. Oshadham. Say no?
Oshadham.
Oshadham means what? Therefore, Oshadham means Ush, it has come from the root Ush. Ush dhatuhu. Ush means to burn. Ush is equal to burn. And from there you get the verb Oshati. Gachati, patati, like Oshati. Today you are getting a different meaning, okay? New meaning you are getting. And Oshaha means what now? Oshati means burns. Oshaha means fire. That which burns is called fire. Oshaha. Oshaha. It's advantage in Vriddhi Sandhi. A plus O, Av. A plus Av also is Av. Vriddhi Sandhi. That's why we had to get two meanings here. So, Oshaha means fire. And there's another verb dhayati. Dhayati. No? Dhayati means extinguishes. Puts off. Not puts up, okay? Puts off. Extinguishes. So, Osham dhayati iti oshadham. Osham dhayati iti oshadham. Neruppai anippadu. Osham dhayati iti oshadham. So, annam the gross matter, being the caterer of the food, isn't it? For the formation of the physical bodies, being caterer of the physical forms, is said to be also what now? Oshadham. Oshadham means extinguisher of. So, dha, isn't it? Dha has come from what now? Dhayati iti dha. Oshadham means that which extinguishes the fire. So, extinguisher of the fire is called Oshadham. Who is Oshadham? Who is extinguisher of the fire? Annam, the total gross matter. But immediately, which fire? See, for Bahya Agni, there's external fire, isn't it? Bahya Agni, this fire, extinguisher of this fire is who? Water. Isn't there any fire service only carries big water tanks? Carry big, huge water tanks. So, external fire extinguisher is the jalam. Water is the extinguisher of the external fire, but in every tummy, inside every stomach, we have that is what now? Digestive fire called samanaha. Samana pranaha is there inside every stomach, which is called what now? Samana agnihi or jataragnihi. Jataram means punarapidna. Janani jatare shayanam. Hope you remember the word jataram. Jataram means stomach And inside everybody's stomach also there is what now? Samana Pranaha, which is called Vaishvanaraha or Samana Agni or Jata Ragni, called digestive fire. This digestive fire also wants to know, it has to, it burns, isn't it? That's why the food has to be offered. So food is called havis, oblation. Our digestive system, your tummy is, your stomach is the Agni Kunda, and there is Samana Agni, and that is, into that fire you have to offer oblations. Prana Yaswaha, Apana Yaswaha, Yana Yaswaha, Samana Yaswaha, Udana Yaswaha, Brahmane Yaswaha. You offer oblations of food into the fire of what now? Jataragni. It is Jataragni. Is it clear? It's very beautiful you are learning. Therefore, this Jataragni and that fire, if the food is not there, you all know the consequences of for people who are fasting too much or starving, what happens? That is why we develop ulcers. Isn't it? All those acids are what actually we result in ulcers. They'll start eating up our own inner layers. The enzymes, if they're not given food, they start eating up our inner layers. Therefore, food has to be given properly so that they will be quiet. Okay? They'll consume, and they won't any cause any problem for us. Therefore, this Jataragni, but this food, this annam, in the form of what are the grass matter alone, being the cause of all the other physical forms, plants also, and they contribute for what now actually, the food, and that food, therefore, who sustains originally, actually, the matter alone. Matter alone, in the form of food, sustains all the living beings. Therefore, they extinguish the Jataragni. So, extinguisher of the Jataragni, digestive fire in the stomach, is called what? Oshadham. Okay, therefore, it said, Tasmaat sarvoshadhamuchyate. Tasmaat sarvoshadham uchyate. Tasmaat sarva oshadham uchyate. Earlier you have learnt the word aushadham. Oshadibhyaha jatam annam aushadham. And here oshadham. That aushadham, when you say, it means the food we eat. Oshadham, when you say, the food, isn't it? Which is the original matter which cater to the food. Pardon? The aushadham, when you say, the food we eat, the food, our idli dosas, isn't it? The food we eat, our bread and pizzas, what we eat here, that is what now? Aushadham. Any herbal medicine is aushadham. Isn't it? But here, oshadham, extinguisher of fire also is what now? The food we eat only. But still, here we mean, the food we eat is aushadham and also oshadham. But here, the food is said to be whom? Annam Brahma. Do you get what I'm saying? Annam Brahma. Didn't get it? Annam Brahma, the total gross matter in the form of elements alone, what now? The source of origination of the physical bodies and the source of now sustenance and source of resolution. So, Srishti Karanam, Sthiti Karanam, Laya Karanam, Sarvam Api Bhutanam, Annam Brahma, which is what now? The total gross matter of elements. You got it? The food we eat also is said to be annam oshadam. Aushadam and oshadam. Aushadam means anything born of oshadhi, the herb, the vegetation is called aushadam. But here oshadam, I have given a different meaning here. Ushadhatuhu, isn't it? From there you get the verb oshati, and from there you get the noun oshaha, fire, and dhayati, osham, dhayati. Dhayati means extinguishes. That which extinguishes the fire is called oshadham. Osham, fire, oshaha, fire. Osham, dhayati, extinguishes, puts off, removes, isn't it? So, the extinguisher of the fire is called oshadham. Who is extinguisher of the fire? Bahya agnihi means water. But inside the stomach means what? Food only, isn't it? But that food, originally what is that food? Annam. Which annam? The word annam means literally, it means food we eat. It also here, annam brahma is what? Karanam. Anna mayaha dehaha karyam. Annam the total gross matter karanam. Is it clear? You see, because the word annam, you think only of food. Isn't it? Now I'm generally saying, annam is equal to total gross matter. Anna mayaha is physical body. Therefore, ultimately what is food? Gross matter only. Now, okay, now we have seen what now? Four features. This annam, the total gross matter, enjoys the status of being the kasa karanatvam. Because it enjoys the status of being the kasa karanatvam of all the physical bodies, it pervades the all the physical bodies. Therefore, sarvagatatvam, therefore what now? It enjoys the brahmatvam, bigness, greatness. How it is great? Because it is the cause, it pervades everything. And being big, sarvabrahmatvam, enjoying brahmatvam, enjoying the status of being the karanam, the karanatvam also, it has what now? Now, I said, it is the sustainer, sustainer of all the forms also, how remaining as in the form of food. So it has oshadhatvam. Oshadhatvam means what now? Enjoys the status of being the extinguisher of the jataragnihi, the digestive fire.
So what's the fourth one, Swami?
The fourth one is the oshadhatvam, daughter. Jeshtatvam, I said. Jeshtatvam, third. Jeshtatvam is the third feature.
Karanatvam,
sarvagatatvam and brahmatvam together. The third one is jeshtatvam, and the fourth one is what? Oshadhatvam. Oshadhatvam means what? It is the extinguishing. The annam, the total gross matter alone, what now? Is the oshadham. Oshadhatvam means enjoying the status of being the extinguisher of the digestive fire. Okay. So, Srishti Stithilaya Karanam, you remember that? Now, these four. So, these four are what now are fit to be, Upanishad presents these four features as the glories of Annam Brahma. Upanishad presents these four features of Annam Brahma as what now? Glories. Vibhutayaha. Anna Brahmanaha. Anna Karanasya. Okay? Karanasya Vibhutayaha. Vibhutayaha means glories. So the adorability or the glories of this annam, the total gross matter, is due to these four features. Because the annam brahma the karanam, the gross matter, I'm putting everything. Annam brahma, is it the total gross matter? Karanam has these glories and adorability. Wait, no, it enjoys what now? Status of being the upasyam also. Upasyatvam. Upasyatvam means what now? It becomes an object of what now? Meditation. It becomes a meditatable. It deserves what now? See, we will never meditate upon an object, something which is not adorable, which is not praiseworthy, which is not laudable, which is not glorious. We will always like to meditate on something which is glorious and adorable. Therefore, annam brahma, the total gross matter in the form of elements, what now? Enjoys now upasyatvam. Why? Because it has adorability. It has all these glories. And what are those? These are the glories. Karanam. Isn't it? Karanam of what? Annamaya dehanam karanam annam. Remember this. Annam and annamayaha. Swarnam and swarnamayaha. Annam and annamayaha. Annamaya dehanam karanam annam. The gross matter. And annamaya dehanam deheshu sarvagatam is what now? Karanam annam. Then annamaya dehanam jeshtam annam karanam. Annamaya dehanam oshadham. No, the one who extinguishes the fire of Jataragni. It's kind of oshadattam. Because all these glories are there for this annam brahma, the total gross matter, it is also what now? Upasyatvam. It has the status of being meditated upon, isn't it? Being the meditatable is meditatable object also. Therefore, Upanishad presents what now? Upasanam. Upanishad prescribes an upasanam here. The upasanam itself, why upasanam is prescribed? Because you have lifted, we have lifted our first foot, okay, and placed our foot on the first step, and we have yet to stabilize ourselves in the first step in order to be able to go to the next step. And stabilizing needs what now? Proper focus. Stabilization needs proper focus on the first step itself. Therefore, this upasanam upon this, meditation upon this annam, the total gross matter, will help us to stabilize, isn't it? Stabilize as in the very first step of annamaya deha, there in order to be able to proceed to the next step. Is it clear? And what upasanam? He says, Tasmaat sarvoshadhamuchyate. Tasmaat sarvoshadhamuchyate. Tasmaat sarvoshadham uchyate. Therefore, it is said to be what now? Oshadham of all the beings. Okay. That is, that meaning is over. And then, now let me tell you here, let me go to the mantra. Upanishad prescribes the upasanam upon this Brahma, annam Brahma, samashti virat, samashtihi, macrocosm or virat. We can use all these words. Virat upasanam, samashti upasanam, or you can say samashti sthula samashti upasanam, or meditation upon the total gross matter. So, it is very difficult for us, isn't it? Being this mind, being very tiny, puny mind, a small little mind, cannot visualize the total samashti vira, total gross matter. It is not possible for the human mind, to visualize the total gross matter, virat. Therefore, it needs an alambanam. Mind needs an alambanam. Object of meditation is virat. Object of meditation is samashti sthulam, macrocosm, total gross matter consisting of the elements. Is it? We say annam brahma, the cause is the total matter, is the annam here, object of meditation. But for this mind, which is supposed to meditate upon that Brahman, is being too small. It is not possible for the mind to visualize the total gross matter. Therefore, the mind needs an alambanam. So, what is the alambanam? Therefore, this vyashti annamayaha dehaha itself becomes Vyashti annamayaha deha itself becomes the alambanam for visualizing the samashti annam brahma. Okay, so Upanishad prescribes meditation, and Upanishad tells may you meditate upon this annam brahma, karanam annam, upon the karyam annamayaha. I'm repeating it, hope you get it, you're getting it correctly. May you meditate upon the annam brahma, the karanam annam. May you meditate on the karanam annam upon karyam annamayaha dehaha. May you invoke, may you visualize upon this annamayaha dehaha the total karanam annam. So have this annamayaha dehaha as alambanam and visualize the annam karanam upon the karyam annamayaha dehaha. Got it? One small murti Ganesha can stand for the whole element, all the elements, all the elementals, all the living beings, all the laws, all the law and order, is it? All the punya, papa, samak, whole can represent. Similarly, one small flag can represent the entire culture, entire nation. The nation in terms of India, take our Indian flag. One flag stands for all the states, all the languages, all the cultures, the whole. Isn't it? One thing stands for everything. Alambanam. If we can't go to all the places in India for pilgrimage to do namaskaram, you can just keep Indian flag and do namaskaram to that. Finished. Badri, Kedar, all the rivers, Ganga, Kaveri, all the rivers, everything. Akhanda Bharata means which includes all the Sri Lanka. We never think Sri Lanka is a separate country, okay? Sri Lanka and Pakistan and Burma, all Akhanda Bharatam, the whole Bharatam. We never say, for me, Bangladesh, Pakistan, all India. Okay, all this, including Sri Lanka. Akhanda Bharatam. That one Bharatam, isn't it? You don't need to go to all this. Just bow to one flag, the whole, all the Punyakshetras, all the rishis, all the Vedas, all the rivers, everything that is there, become bowed to alambanam. This is how here also alambanam here. What is alambanam? Your own annamayaha dehaha is an alambanam for vyashti அன்னமயஹ தேஹ காரியம் இஃபெக்ட் ஓகே தி தேஹ பிகம்ஸ் அன் ஆலம்பனம் ஃபார் சமஷ்டி காரணம் அன்னம் ஓகே ஸ்தூல கிராஸ் மேட்டர் இஸ் இட் கிளியர் தி வேர்ட்ஸ் பிகாஸ் யூ ஆல்வேஸ் யூ ஆர் யூஸ்ட் டிஃபரெண்ட் டிஃபரெண்ட்லி அவர் டோட்டல் ஃபோக்கஸ் ஒன்லி ஆன் அன்னம் டுடே அன்னம் ஒன்லி மேட்டர் கிராஸ் லெவல் So, what is the difference now when you see what is there between these two? Between annam and annamayaha, there is what now? Like swarnam and swarnamayam abharanam, there is a karanakarya sambandaha. Then here also, between annam the karanam and the annamayaha deha the karyam, there is karanakarya sambandaha. When you say karanakarya sambandaha, What do you arrive at here? They are, Karanam and Karyam are essentially one. Pindande, Brahmande yadasti, tadeva pindande asti, tatvabodha lesson. Isn't it? Whatever is there outside, the same thing is here what now? In your physical body also. What all the chemicals, all the minerals, all the metals, all that is there, all whatever is there outside is here in the body. Whatever is here is there outside. Essentially, this can be reduced to elements, dust matter. Not even dust matter also, can reduce to what now? Elements. What are elements then? So between the karanam and karyam, is it? Between the karanam and karyam, if you take annam and annamayaha are essentially one. This is one lesson, you get it? Then we go to the next one. ஏ அன்னம் பிரம்ம உபாசதே சர்வம் வைத்தே அன்னம் ஆப்னுவந்தி நெக்ஸ்ட் சேஸ் தோஸ் ஹூ மெடிடேட் அப்பான் சோ நவ் யூ ஹாவ் யுவர் ஓன் பிசிக்கல் பாடி ஆஸ் தி வாட் நவ் பிசிக்கல் பாடி ஆஸ் தி ஆலம்பனம் அண்ட் யூ மெடிடேட் அப்பான் தட் பிரம்மன் அன்னம் பிரம்மா பிரம்ம மீன்ஸ் அன்னம் பிரம்மா தி கிராஸ் மேட்டர் அண்ட் யூ அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் திஸ் வாட் எவர் இஸ் ஹியர் இஸ் தேர் இன் தி கிராஸ் மேட்டர் வாட் எவர் இஸ் கிராஸ் மேட்டர் இஸ் ஹியர் ஆக்சுவலி எசென்ஷியலி தேர் ஒன் அண்ட் தி சேம் நான் செப்பரேட் எசென்ஷியலி ஒன் அண்ட் தேர்ஃபோர் தோஸ் ஹூ மெடிடேட் அப்பான் திஸ் அன்னம் பிரம்மா இன்வோக் தி அன்னம் பிரம்மா அன்னம் தி காரணம் தி கிராஸ் மேட்டர் அப்பான் தி அன்னமயா தேகா ஹவ் காட் இட் தேகா சச் பீப்புள் தே அட்டைன் தேர் சம் பலம் ஆல்சோ இஸ் தேர் இட் இஸ் நோ பெனிஃபிட் வி வில் நாட் பி இன்ட்ரெஸ்ட் இன் டூயிங் எனி திங் விச் இஸ் நாட் பெனிஃபிஷியல் ஃபார் அஸ் இசன்ட் இட் வாட் இஸ் த பெனிஃபிட் வி ஹாவ் And then we have to remember here, whether it is a sakkama upasanam or nishkama upasanam. When you meditate upon the annam, the total grass matter, and for which you take your own stula deha as the alambanam, and when you meditate upon, and what is your intention? If you have purushartha nischaya and if you are committed to the pursuit of knowledge and naturally all interest will be only for preparing your mind for jnanam, then your upasanam will be what? Nishkama upasanam. Nishkama upasanam will definitely result in what? Manasaha vaishalyam will contribute for expansion of the mind, will contribute for steadiness of mind, will contribute for also what preparedness of the mind for jnanam. If it is a sakama upasanam, then Upanishad says, those people who meditate upon this, no, I want to really get whatever benefit is going to be there, I want to get the benefit, thinking, expecting the benefit, a sakama upasanam, they practice this as sakama upasanam also, they'll be blessed with all forms of food. That means they will never starve in their lives. They'll have abundance of food. That is the phalam. This is the benefit it is said here. At a simple level, okay, some benefit must be there, you see, for everything. It's small, it's not moksha, jnanam. Such meditation also is sort of worship only. So, sarvam annam apnuvanti. Ye upasate, those who meditate upon this annam the karanam samashti, isn't it? Samashti sthulam, the matter, on one's own vyakti deha, vyashti deha, and those meditators will attain all forms of food, abundance of food, means they will never starve for food. Understand? So, what is the benefit actually by this upasana? Now, when you meditate, it should result in many, what are all the lessons? What do we learn? What is the lesson that we learn from here? So here, initially, we have learnt one thing. Atma, everything has come into existence from Atma. I had to remember the first previous lesson also. What is the first lesson? Everything has come into existence from Atma. Therefore, anything which has come into existence is what now? Anatma, karyam. So, anatma alone is karanam. So, anything which is come into existence is what now? Anatma. And anatma is only karyam. And here, what happens is helps you to understand this physical body, look at this now, this physical body, dehaha, is karyam, isn't it? Annam karanam, your physical body is what now? Karyam. This physical body is karyam means, karyam is not the atma, karyam is anatma. What first lesson you understand? Anatmatvam. This visualization, okay, this underthinking will bless you with many lessons. This physical body, from everything has come into existence from the Atma means, anything has come into existence is what? Karyam, effect. Anything which is an effect is not the Atma. Is it clear? So here, this physical dehaha, annamayaha, which is an effect of what? Annam, the matter. Therefore, this annam is what? Annamayaha dehaha is what now? Anatma. Yadyad karyam tad anatma. Anything which is karyam is what? Product. Any product is anatma. Karyatvat. Now, understand now? Annamayaha dehaha karyam. Isn't it? So, karyatvate, it is what now? Because it is the ka effect, it is only anatma, not the atma. Anatma. And anything which has anatma, now it is very clear for you. Anatmatva nischayaha. Dehaha anatma. This thula dehaha anatma. Iti, there is a firm understanding that body is anatma. Why? Because body is the karyam. What is our understanding? Atma is the karanam. Everything has come into existence from the atma. Therefore, this body being the karyam, it is not the atma. It is what now? It is anatma. Okay, dehasya anatmatvam siddhyati. Deha being anatma becomes nischitaha, definite. very clear, anatma. Now, yadyad anatma, look at this, anything which is anatma is a karyam, karyatvat anatmatvam. Anything is anatma is what now has no independent existence, therefore mithyatvam. Okay, mithyatvam. This is how we had to look. It is called deriving corollaries, deriving lessons from what is being presented. That's what teaching. Mithyatvam. How do you say deha is mithya? Because deha is anatma. Deha is anatma means it has no whatever independent existence. Okay, deha is anatma. Karyatvat anatmatvam, anatmatvat naho mithyatvam, because it has no independent existence. And then, therefore, it means namarupatvam, isn't it? Namarupa. Therefore, anything mithya is what now? Namarupa. Isn't it? Anything mithya is namarupa. Namarupa means what now? It is non-substantial. Now, body is the effect, therefore it is anatma. Because it is anatma, it is mithya. Because it is mithya, there is no what now? There is no independent existence. Okay? Because there is no independent existence with now, mithyatvate, what now? It is non-substantial. Mithyatam is equal to non-substantiality, non-substantial. Okay? Non-substantial, mithya. And when you say it is non-substantial, means what? It has namarupam, isn't it? It has no independent existence, means when you say it has no independent existence, it has dependent existence. It has dependent existence means having dependent existence. Means what? Being as good as non-existent. As good as non-existent means being resolved. Okay. Therefore, annamaya dehaha is also what now? The last one is called vilapanam. Okay. Vilapanam. Vilaya. Vilapanam. Pravilapanam. 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 So, you have to remember all these facts now. What do we have? What have we learned here? What do we have to learn? This anatmatvam. Okay, dehasya anatmatvam. Karyatvam, namarupatvam, mithyatvam and pravilapanam. Pravilapanam. What does it mean? I remind you again. Anatmatvam means physical body is anatma. And physical body is, therefore what now? It is an effect. Why atma eva karanam? Anatma is what now? Karyam. Anatma is karyam. And because it's karyam. And then any karyam is nothing but namarupa. Name and form. Okay. Name and form. So any namarupa means what now? It has only any namarupa is mithya. Mithya. And anything mithya is what now? Pravilapa. Pravilapa yogyam. Isn't it? I mean, pravilapa yogyam means the subject to be, subject to get resolved. I'll explain again. Anatmatvam indicates atma, the physical body being the non-self. Physical body is the product. And because of product, it is what now? Only name and form. It has what now? It is non-substantial. Name and form means what? No. Any effect is non-substantial. It is non-substantial means what? No. It is mithya. No independent existence. So anything which is in mithya is what? No. Definitely is subject to get resolved. Pravilapa yogyam. When you say, oh, look at this pot is here, tumbler is here. First you said tumbler is. You say, oh, only plastic is means what? Resolve the karnam, karyam in the karnam. Where is the tumbler? Tumbler is just the name and form which has no substantiality. It is called pravilapanam. Then what do you say now? Dehaha is non-substantial. Okay? Have you seen how beautiful it is taking you? Physical body is non-substantial. Hope you all understood it very clearly. I'm going to repeat it now. I'm not going to leave it because I don't want to leave you with any doubts here. We are only now, we forgot about Atma and all that, okay? We only think of, focus is only on the matter. Only on the matter. Therefore, now we talk about all these things. At least we have to derive these lessons. Anatmatvam, karyatvam, namarupatvam, mithyatvam, pravilapayogyatvam. Pravilapanam, pravilapanayogyatvam. Therefore, what now? He can say, deha is non-substantial. Then what, okay, from this, understanding the nature of the deha like this, what are we supposed to arrive at now? The main lesson. When we say this understanding will weaken our deha abhimanam. Deha abhimanam. Excessive identity with the physical body. Deha abhimanam will become weakened. Stronger the deha abhimanam, more bloated will be our ahankara. So we have to work hard, see physical. Reducing the weight of the physical body itself involves the greatest effort. But reducing the weight of the ahankara involves much greater effort. No jogging, no jumping, no nothing will reduce our fat ahankara into thin, isn't it? It's only deha abhimana becomes weaker, isn't it? Weaker. Then our ahankara also becomes thinner. It doesn't become totally resolved. Thinner. You have to understand what now? Deha is non-substantial. Okay? Ahankara becomes thinner. Thinner, so weaker the deha abhimana, thinner will be our ahankara, thinner the ahankara, we are closer to the what now? We are more progressive regard in terms of spiritual knowledge. Otherwise, greater the deha abhimana, more bloated the ahankara, then the greater the obstacle for self-knowledge. We cannot overnight undo the deha abhimana, isn't it? We have to dwell upon this fact. This is a fact. What is the fact? So, this physical body is nothing but the gross matter, the elements which are there all over. And every physical form is as good as this physical form, and this physical form is as good as every other physical form. They're all nothing but annam, gross matter alone, elements alone. And this, so the less abhimanam we have, deha abhimanam we have, thinner our ahankara becomes. Then what now? It is easy. And then what should it indicate actually? It should be indication for the thinner the ahankara becomes. It should indicate what now? Our reduction of fear of death. There is no way of freeing ourselves from fear of death overnight. People may say, I'm ready to die now, I'm not scared of death, we'll all talk about it. Really, Lord Yama comes, okay, I'm very happy, at least one person, you are ready to die, and you are not scared of death, come, I have come here now. And then we'll know. How we love death, isn't it? How much we love death. In fact, no human mind is ever ready for death. That's not true. People must talk, it's all blabbering, not understanding what death is all about. Okay. There's a fear of death always. When you're hale and healthy, you don't think about it. Think of death, everybody will be scared of death. But I tell you, but really speaking, slowly the fear of death will be reduced. It will become more and more reduced. How it will become reduced? No, that is what now? If the fear of death is reduced, means that's an indication. What's indication? That is, ahankara has become little thinner. Thin ahankara, not a thinner, thin ahankara. Why it is thin? Because there is no deha abhimana. How deha abhimana has gone? Because you understood the nature of the deha. What is the nature of the deha? It is as good as non-existent. It is as good as non-existent. Why? Because it has no independent existence. Why it has no independent existence? Because it has no dependent existence. Why? Because it is just the namaru. Mithya, because it is namarupa. Why it is namarupa? Because it is karyam. Why it is a product? Because it is anatma. Okay? It is anatma. How do you say it is anatma? Because anything produced, first you have learned already, from the atma everything has come into existence. If atma alone is the karanam. We don't know what atma is, okay? Atma is the karanam we learned earlier. But now, we are analyzing only this karanam of this matter. What do you understand here? This physical body is, annamayaha is the karyam. Annam is the karanam. You have to understand. This is how you will learn, get the lessons. Got it? Therefore, what now? The fear of death, really speaking, the fear of death does not require big scene creation. Fear of death, I'm not saying we should not cry, we do all sorts of things, but I'm saying, really, if this fact is assimilated, becomes assimilated, then without creating a big scene, we can just accept death casually. We can't accept it. And there need not be any adverse reaction also, when you hear about the death of any somebody else, or our own physical body's death. We do not think of our death, okay? When we hear about other people's death itself, we react. In fact, this is one lesson, okay? Then there is no, these are lessons. There is no such thing called destruction at all. And what is this death then? This death is only what a variation of the change of the form. And why this change of the forms? This physical body, before it was existent in the form of elements, and now it is in the form of, before it was annam, now it is in this form. And again this becomes what now? Elements, panchatva praptihi. Before magnesium, potassium, calcium, sodium, makeup, all those things have become what now? Physical body. Again this body becomes what? They go back to potassium joints, potassium, sodium joints, sodium, magnesium joints, magnesium, all the carbohydrates, sugar joints, everything goes back. In fact, that's why death is called panchatva, panchatva praptihi. Water, here, any dampness, anything here joins the water. Heat here joins the fire. Space here, inside here, joins the space outside. And all the whole body gets reduced, and the fire, this way cremated, fire takes away all the dampness, and like our microwaved food, it becomes a dry metal powder, joins what a dry powder join the soil. It's panchatva prapti, isn't it? Attainment of the five, return being back to its. This is paramapadam. What is paramapadam? It joins where it has come from. Before it was the same elements, now it is the same elements, isn't it? Elemental. Again it becomes the elements. Elements to elemental, elemental to elements. Elementals, again now, elements to elementals, elementals to elements. This is called what? This is a law of nature. This is what now? Law of nature. But we have got PhDs in biosciences. We have people who do postdoctoral fellowships in biomedical engineering, bioengineering, biophysics, biosciences and biochemistry, all those things. All these sciences themselves are possible because of this fact. What fact? This physical body is nothing but modified form of elements, gross elements only. But we get all those degrees, but we fail to understand the subtlest fact of what law of nature, that there's only constant change. Death is nothing but non-preventable, non-controllable, isn't it? Change. Okay, and Upanishad says, this fact, this is the first step. If you have assimilated this fact and accept this fact, then you have stabilized your first step. You are not wobbling like this in the first step. Then you are eligible to proceed to the next step. We have not yet assimilated this fact. We have yet to, I understood, but still I am not ready to accept the fact. Means, Upanishad says, may you do this upasanam for some more time. Okay, how long? Even if it takes many more janmas, do only what now? Only remain Annamaya Kosha itself. Annamaya itself. It's not kosha for you. Only when you have assimilated the fact, then Annamayaha can be negated as Anatma. Then Annamayaha becomes what now? Koshavat Koshaha. It is like the kosha. Otherwise, Annamayaha Atma. Annamayaha will be, Deha will be Atma for you. You cannot negate it as like the kosha, Anatma. Is Anatma, you cannot say. When the fact becomes assimilated, then you take it as what now? Annamayaha is like the koshaha. It is anatma, not the atma. Isn't it? Then you must have resolved it in pranamaya. Okay? Then you can proceed to the next step. It's a good thing, isn't it? And what does Upanishad do? Upanishad just says, whoever visualizes upon this Annam Brahma, the gross total matter, you know, upon one's own, visualizes this Annam, the Karanam Brahma, Annam Brahma, Samashti Sthula Prapancha, isn't it? Sthula, Bhuta Prapancha, upon one's own Vyashti, it's a bhautika deha. Vyashti bhautika deha. See, when you say bhautika deha means what now? Vyashti karya bhautika deha is an alambanam for samashti sthula bhuta prapancha. Got it? Sanskrit words are better than English in here. Sthula bhuta prapancha. And the total gross matter, which consists of elements, becomes the karanam, and which is visualized upon the effect, the elemental physical body. What do you visualize upon? Yad yad brahmande asti tadeva anav pindande asti. Whatever is there is here. Whatever is here is there. And how to know that? How do you know? Because this is the karyam. That is the karanam. Karanatva. Karanatvam asti. Is it? It is karanatvam. Not only karanatvam, it is also what? No. Sarvagatatvam. This, my physical body, is completely pervaded by what? The elements only. Gross matter only pervades the physical body. Because gross body is the cause of the physical body. Gross elements are the cause of the physical body. Therefore, the physical body is pervaded by the gross elements alone. Modified gross elements. Therefore, also what now? It is sustained, this gross physical form is maintained and sustained and survive. How does it survive? Because it's sustained by what? Again, what now? This Brahman, this karam, matter only in the form of food. Therefore, what now? Oshadhattu. And the jeshtattam also. These elements are already there, isn't it? Elements are already there. Because the elements alone in the form of what becomes what now? Food. Before the food, isn't it? The anna rasa was before the physical body. Before the anna rasa, what now? Annam was there. Before the annam, what was there? Plants were there. Before the plants, what were there? Elements were there. They were jeshtam. Did you get it? Hope I didn't confuse you today. Maybe I could tell it to come earlier, but I... No, jeshtam also. So, karanatvam, sarvagatatvam, jeshtatvam, and also what? Oshadhatvam. Oshadhatvam. Therefore, this is what the glories of the gross matter. You see this? These are karyam. Therefore, what now? No, you take opposite everything. Karyatvam. You know, karyatvam. Ever mithyatvam. Ever namarupatvam. You get all these things? Then you see the sambandha. See the sambandha and you understand essentially just called matter. This physical body is essentially gross matter. Okay, essentially gross matter only. What is the gross matter outside? Gross matter. What is physical body? Essentially gross matter. And what is its nature? It is of the nature of varying in forms, shapes and sizes. We have to include size also. And one day, but no, completely disintegrated and completely get converted into all the time conversion. Conversion, isn't it? Get converted into, can you imagine, take these glass bottles and see different chemicals. Fill the bottle, different nice beautiful bottle with different chemicals. All of them are here. That's why a blood report tells. When the blood test is done, what do they come out with? What is unnecessarily more? What is less? If it is less, how to improve it? If it is more, how to reduce it? That's our effort. Blood test is all time is for what? How either to improve or to bring it down. That is why even drugs also, what do they do? Okay, anything is less here, iron is deficiency, then give the iron tablets. What do they contain again? That is why they are able to, medication works because of this fact. Isn't it? A medication will not work if this is not a fact. Therefore, now let me finish at least that part. So Upanishad says, ye annam brahma upasate, those who meditate upon this annam brahma, what now? Te sarvam annam apnavanti. I told you already, those people attain all forms of food, abundance of food means they will be, they mean what? Even after, in next other ways, they will be born rich family, they will have a lot of food, they will be able to give food to other people. You know, always there will be interest in giving food also. And distributing food, sharing food, and then food. And lots of, we must have lots to give also others, no? Okay, Annam Brahma. Then what happens? Upanishad wants to reconfirm and re-emphasize the fact. Upanishad wants to reconfirm that what has been said earlier, Upanishad repeats. Tasmat, so, annam hi bhutanam jeshtam. Annam hi bhutanam jeshtam. Repeats. So, the annam, the gross matter, is the foremost of all the physical bodies, the elementals. Tasmat sarva oshadam uchyate. Therefore, this gross matter is said to be the extinguisher of the digestive fire in all the system, digestive systems. Then, annat bhutani jayante. From that gross matter alone, all the live physical bodies are born. Therefore, annam the gross matter is the srishti karanam. Jatani annena vardhante. All those physical life forms, bodies, which are born of the gross matter, they grow and they remain sustained by that food alone. Which food? Gross matter alone. The gross matter is the, what now? Sthiti karanam, sustaining cause. Cause of sustenance, cause of birth, creation. Then, thereafter, adyate atticha bhutani. And here, now this gross adyate, and here the Upanishad presents the derivation of the word annam. So, adyate atticha bhutani, all these beings, the grass that which eats, it has come from the root ad. This the root called ad. Ad means bhakshane, khadane. Okay, ad means to eat. So, atti adyate, yesterday also told this, yesterday told for the sake of the food which we eat. That which eats and that which is eaten is the annam. Okay? How that also you know very well. When we eat idli dosas, which that is our idli dosa is what now? The food that we eat also originally the matter. And this physical body is also what now? After the death, the physical body again becomes converted into minerals and chemicals and metals. So what again? It becomes annam, the grass matter only. Understand? Because of its convertibility, it keeps on, what now? It is constantly getting converted. Therefore, it becomes the food for other beings. Other beings, but again it becomes something else. As they use the word natural recycling. We have to send our non-biodegradables for recycling carefully, but nature takes care of what now? Biodegradable recycling. Who takes care of our biodegradable recycling? Nature. Law of nature. No, we don't want to do it. No. Law will not listen. Isn't it? That is the problem with it. When we don't want recycling. Okay. So, biodegradable recycling is taken care of by law of nature. Non-biodegradable recycling, what now we try? Therefore, adyate atticha bhutani, tasmat tad annam uchyate. Tasmat annam tad uchyate. Here tasmat, therefore, tad here means kim, what, that, which is that gross matter, the total gross matter in the form of five elements is said to be annam. Who is the eater? Total gross matter. Who is the eaten? Total gross matter. Understand? Elements are the eater. Okay? Elements alone constitute the eaten. The eaten and the eater are nothing but gross matter, the elements. Okay? Tad annamiti uchyate. Tad means that gross matter is said to be annam. Okay, iti. The iti is what now indicates the end of Rig Mantra. Iti indicates what now? End of the Rig Mantra. Now what are iti? No? Iti means the Rig Mantra ends there. Rig Mantra says this much. Iti. And here ends what? The Anna Maya Deha Vichara. Which involves what? The Upasanam. Upon what? Annam பிரம்ம தி டோட்டல் கிராஸ் மேட்டர். வாட் இஸ் தி ஆலம்பனம்? அன்னமய தேக இஸ் தி ஆலம்பனம். ஓகே, அண்ட் வாட் ஃபைனல் லெசன் வி கெட் ஹியர்? வாட் இஸ் ஃபைனல் லெசன் வி கெட் ஹியர்? பிசிக்கல் பாடி இஸ் தி அனாத்மா. Therefore, it is not the Atma, it is the Anatma. Because it is the Anatma, it is an effect karyam, not the karanam. Physical body being Anatma, it is not the karanam, it is the karyam. Because it is the karyam, it is what now? It is namarupam, just the namarupam. Being the namarupam alone, it is only mithya. Because it is mithya, it is as good as it is non-substantial, as good as non-existent. So non-existent means what? Actually, it is originally the matter. Therefore, it is what now? Non-substantial. When you say it is resolvable. Do we resolve it physically? No. It's a cognitive. What now? Cognitively. We take the full big 80 kilo physical body and push it into the elements. Cognitively we do that. Then what do we say? Just the matter. Okay? It is non-substantial. Therefore what now? It is the anatma. When you say only now you are converting, what now? You are understanding this annamaya deha as annamaya koshaha. Annamaya deha is like the koshaha. It is only a layer of personality which is as good as, it is like the kosha, the anatma, not the atma. Then we are ready for now what? If you only understood, you are not assimilated this. Okay, you please start now dwelling upon this fact. Whoever has fear of death, we should only think about this all the time. Upanishad says the only way you can become free from fear of death. How can you become free from fear of death? By accepting the law of nature. Nature of the law of nature. How can you understand and accept the law, nature of the law of nature? Isn't it? By analyzing this fact. And it is not simply cock and bull story. This is a fact. Because it is a fact, we have to make all possible efforts to understand it, to remember it, to assimilate it, thereby to ignore death. Welcome death, smiling, laughing. Is it okay? Therefore, now what is now? We resolve this gross body as anatma in what? In pranamaya. So Upanishad says, come on, there is pranamaya atma. Where is it? Inside the physical body, this is a gross anatomical system. Inside this, there is subtle physiology only involving functions. Functions are much subtle, isn't it? You cannot perceive them how you like you perceive this. So now Upanishad helps the journey of the mind. What does it do? It takes the mind, holds the finger of the mind like this and takes the mind's attention to the what now? Gross body, to subtle physiological functions. And there now we'll be so happy with the physiological functions. And the same way Upanishad is going to help us to go from then that step of it become what now? Goal. We take the pranamaya as the atma, then we will say pranamaya also is not the atma but the koshaha, the anatma. Then from there we will go to manomaya. Like that, we will go to subtle to subtler, subtler to subtler, much subtler, subtlest anandamaya. It's also matter, isn't it? Thereafter, we'll see what is the substance beyond the subtlest matter, anandamayaha. Okay? Finished. Yesterday's class I finished today. Yesterday I stopped because it is very...
For me, this one also helps you to understand the food prayer, no? That we do the food prayer.
Brahmarpanam, actually, Brahmarpanam actually says all that is here is only Brahma, Param Brahma. It's a big fact. But here we eating also. Brahma. Everything is Brahman. Arpanam is Brahman. Food is Brahman. Offered food is Brahman. What is offered to is Brahman. Yeah. We have come across that verse in Bhagavad Gita, no? Fourth chapter. What should we redo it again? But you have understood. See, now, today our focus is, if the focus is on the content or on the Namarupa. The focus now, our focus is on the Namarupa. Upanishad, what does it do? Upanishad shifts our focus from the Namarupa to the content. The content is, the focus is on the content. There'll be what now? There will not be the deha, isn't it? The deha abhimana will be, we become less, isn't it? Lessened. Deha abhimana will become weakened deha abhimana if the focus is on the content. But the focus is on the name and the form, then deha abhimana will be stronger. This upasanam actually helps you to focus on the content instead of focusing on the name and form. Do you get what I'm saying? Have you got it? Hope I made it clear.
तस्येदमेवशिरः अयं दक्षिणः पक्षः अयमुत्तरः पक्षः अयमात्मा इदं पुच्छं प्रतिष्ठा तदप्येष श्लोको भवति अन्नाद्वै प्रजाः प्रजायन्ते याः काश्च पृथिवीगुश्रिताः अथो अन्नेनैव जीवन्ति अन्नगं हि भूतानां ज्येष्ठम् तस्मात् सर्वौषधमुच्यते तस्मात् सर्वौषधमुच्यते सर्वं वैते न माप्नुवन्ति सर्वं Sarvam vai.
Te na mapnuvanti.
Yenam brahmo pasate. Annagum hi bhutanam jeshtam. Tasmat sarvoshadamuchyate. Sarvoshadamuchyate. Tasmat sarvoshadamuchyate. Annad bhutani jayante. Jatanyanena vardhante. Adyateti cha bhutani. Adyateti cha bhutani. Tasmadannam. Taduchyata iti. Tasmadannam. Taduchyata iti.
Uchyate, actually when it's in the combination sandhila, when it is a euphonic combination, okay, the A drops. Actually the word is uchyate. Uchyate iti.
So when you recite the sloka, you uchyate iti.
For the meaning we get uchyate, but for we have to say uchyate for the meaning. But when you chant it, tasmadannam taduchyata iti. Yeah, because sandhi rule that ekara gets dropped. So the whole thing now, earlier you thought only anna means only food. But here anna means gross matter. Got it? That's the difference.
When you also chant it, why when you say prithivi, why do you say prithivi gum? You say prithivi gum.
Prithivi gust shritaha.
Which? Not gum.
Gum.
Prithivi gum, you can say. Prithivi itself means that ig itself is chandasam. Prithivi gishritaha means that ig itself is a Vedic usage. Actually, when you for the meaning, you have prithivim shritaha. அது இந்த பூமியை சார்ந்துள்ள அனைத்து உயிர் உடம்புகளுமே அனைத்து உயிரின் கூடிய அனைத்து உடம்புகளுமே இந்த பிரகிருதி இந்த பஞ்சபூதங்களிலிருந்து தோன்றியவை. So here the word அன்னம் means only gross matter. When you say gross matter, we are not thinking of subtle matter. What is the gross matter here? Elements only. Okay. Because we see the gross matter as the cause of the gross physical bodies. The gross elementals are the products of gross matter. So you reduce the body into that and say it is non-substantial. Finished.